Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here. Our topic for tonight is, Have You Tried My Faithful Servant Job? We are on the line. We're also going to be on Facebook Live, the live feed, on the Talius M. Carr Facebook page. And this is where we just go forward in fellowship. We ask questions. Those questions get answered. And also, whatever it is, any commentary that you may have as it pertains to what we're talking about, what you're going through, as it relates to the topic, we welcome all of that because it truly, it opens the door for growth and continued fellowship as we, you know, are here together on the phone line. But we can also take all of what we learn, go forward, and be a blessing to someone else because it's not just for us. We oftentimes go through the things that we go through for the sake of saving a soul as it pertains to someone else that we are connected to, someone else that God places in our path. And this is what he does. We never know who it's going to be, when it's going to be, and how it relates to what we're going through. So obedience is so important as we talk about this. And not just this topic, but all the topics that, you know, we bring up from week to week. It's about serving God in spirit and in truth, and it's about just continuing to serve others in the manner in which he's called us to do so. So again, as we talk about this, just, you know, remember that even through the times that we've doubted, this actually helps us to overcome that doubt. It helps us to overcome questioning God. It helps us to truly understand what his word is actually, you know, what it means when he says that, you know, he disciplines us because he loves us, because we are his children. And we also have to know that a great deal of the suffering that we face in our life is just a part of, you know, the process of having to deal with the consequences of our actions, the sin that we partake in. And on the other hand, a lot of our trials and tribulations are blessings. You know, God wants us to achieve our full potential in him. And, you know, in doing that, it really shows where we are, but it also shows his love for us. And he actually, you know, he uses it all for his glory. So we have to remember that as we talk about this. Again, have you tried my faithful servant Job is what we're discussing on tonight. And at this time, we'd like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Talius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Mr. Tanya.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. Where's Miss Tiana? I want her to lead tonight, so she and I are going to be on the line with Mr. DJ. So get Miss Tiana on, please.
Okay. How you
Good
doing,
evening,
Miss Tiana? Okay.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Good
How are you?
Doing wonderful, yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Okay, good. I'm trying to find my chapstick. Somebody must have stole it, the devil. He don't need it, but stole my chapstick.
Okay.
Okay, I can't be getting on Facebook Live looking crazy. Anybody
no.
Anybody got nothing? That's cool. We're going to rock and roll then. Be looking like Pookie on New Jack City.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Mr. DJ on the line. Is Mr. DJ there?
Not quite yet, sir.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. Just give me your weekend review, Miss Tiana. What you got?
Sure. This awesome week around Have You Tried My Faithful Servant Job? Just truly hit on, for me, the gift that God gives us, no matter what trials and tribulations we go through, that if we focus on our faith, that we can truly persevere any situation once we truly trust in him. He tells us throughout his word that he is there for us. He will never leave nor forsake us. He tells us to cast our cares onto him. He reminds us that he went through the things that we're going through. He set the example, and as well, and his son laid down his life for us. So just having that constant knowledge and being reminded that we always have a friend who is right there with us no matter what, that we can come through any situation. It's for our good. It's to glorify God. And it is so that others can see his grace and his mercy in and through all situations. So absolutely amazing week.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. And, you know, we're going to get some, we have some amazing questions already. And I do encourage everybody to go ahead and, let me go ahead and log on Facebook right quick on the slide. Go ahead and log on to Facebook if you can. If not, stay right where you are on the phones. And we're going to get it going. Okay. Again, tonight's topic is, have you tried my faithful servant, Job? Y'all, we encounter a lot of things in life. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We are tried, we're tested, we're refined, and guess what? We still got to stand in God.
We do.
For sure. This is something that we have to do. Okay. So I'm on Facebook live now, so hopefully everyone is there, and we can go ahead and get going. How you doing, Miss? Who is that, Miss Bella? Miss Christine, Miss Brenda, how are you? Swan, Miss Tiana, Miss Arlene. Okay, and we're going to get going, y'all, again. Miss Tiana, let me know when Mr. DJ comes on. Okay,
the topic
is, have you tried my faithful servant, Job? How you doing, Miss Juanita and Miss Latonya? Okay, because we all in, you on time, that's right. You know, I talked about you last week. I congratulate you. She's on time, Miss Arlene. What's going on, Brian? Okay. So, again, y'all, have you tried my faithful servant, Job, is the topic, okay? All these trials and these things that we encounter in life is real, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we'll endure them. We have to go through them, okay? But we got to stand. A lot of people say the test of time. We got to walk through our storms, okay? How you doing, Miss Wendy and Miss Krista? All right? So, how you doing, Miss Latoya? All right, so we have our first question of the evening. Ms. Tiana, you can go ahead and share that question with everybody, please.
Absolutely. The first question is, if we lack faith, can we be tried?
Okay. If we lack faith, can we be tried?
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? Okay. Ms. Tiana, look at what I want to do right quick. I actually want to go ahead and get Ms. Latonya on the phone until Mr. DJ get here, and we'll roll with us three. Okay, so y'all, again, the question is, if we lack faith, can we be tried?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Tiana, what you got?
Absolutely. I mean, our faith does not mean that we cannot have a trial or situation come up in our lives. Now, how we handle it, how we operate in it, that's where the faith comes in.
Okay.
If we lack faith, we may think be in bigger trouble or go through the situation in a different way. But the trial will be there.
How you doing, Ms. Teresa and Ms. Tracy? So if we lack faith, can we be tried? Ms. Latonya, what you have?
I agree. So I say yes, because being tested and tried is not contingent upon, you know, whether we have faith or not. And then we also talked about how we can have faith, not just in God, but in people and things. So faith is always active. So we just learned that. So I would say yes.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Cabrini? Again, the question for those who are just logging on, if we lack faith, can we be tried? Absolutely. God is going to try you. Remember, he said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Okay?
Mm-hmm, right.
God has given us opportunities to gain it and grow in it. Just because we lack it don't mean that he won't try you in that area. A lot of times, it's just like
you've given your child money, okay? You've given them $20 at a young age, let's say at the age of 12, and you expect something in return. If they lack $20, that don't mean that you didn't expect them to go and get $20 worth of groceries. That's still your expectation. And by all means, you better come back home with it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hopefully they don't do nothing illegal. So just because we lack, or we may lack faith in our trials and tribulations and our sufferings, does not mean that God won't try us.
Right.
How you doing, Ms. Angela? All right. Let's get to our next email question, y'all. The question is, what actually determines how much persecution I go through as it pertains to my spiritual growth? Okay? Again, I'm going to start with you, Ms. Tiana. What actually determines how much persecution I go through as it pertains to my spiritual growth?
God determines. He's the one who approves or allows for anything to come your way. So it's only him who will determine how, quote unquote, how much. We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. The question again, y'all, what actually determines how much persecution I go through as it pertains to my spiritual growth?
Mr. DJ has joined us.
Okay. Circumstances around you. You don't determine how the wind, how many bugs, how life throws curveballs at you. You don't get the opportunity. What you get to determine is how firm you stand, you know, you will stand.
Amen.
You can't tell somebody, you know, what not to do as it pertains to persecution. Y'all know what persecution is, right? It's unfair treatment.
Yeah.
Unfair treatment towards God. Because of who you represent, it's unfair treatment. It's a slight.
Yes.
All right? Persecution. What actually determines how much persecution I go through? Well, Satan wants to try you too, now. As a matter of fact, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Satan don't just want to destroy you. He wants to take pleasure in destroying you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the more we grow, the more persecution we will face. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
What you said, Ms. Jennifer? Ms. Jennifer said, even if you have, this is the first question, even if you have faith, you will be tried. I think when Satan knows your faith is strong, you will really be tested. Ask me, do I know? You know. How you doing, Ms. Lavina and Ms. Murdoch? Ms. Jennifer said again, I think we will go through the same amount of persecution Jesus went through while on the cross at Calvary. Okay.
Mm.
Ms. Jennifer, our persecution is not as strong because we are brave. We ain't ready for that type of persecution. Again, I just have to try my faithful servant, Job. How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. I have a question for you.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
I kind of was leaning towards you determine your spiritual growth rate, because what's going to happen to you is going to happen to you. It's how you deal with it. God doesn't force you to grow spiritually towards him. So it's what you can digest and take in, and you stay on the path. I mean, you have to be strong enough to sustain, but every man is going to be tried and tested, just as Christ was. So you determine that. He doesn't force. He's a gentleman. He don't force you.
That's right. So your growth is all about how bad you want to stay on track. Remember, the Bible says the steps of a righteous man, are ordered by the Lord. In other words, why does God send us through persecution lane? Perhaps God wants to develop and grow us, mature us to a whole nother level. Perhaps. How you doing, Ms. Crystal and Ms. Darlene? Now, here's a question that I have for everybody. Now, listen to this question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start it with you. The question says, I was raped for a period of 2 years when I was younger. Should I consider that a test even though I was a young child?
I don't think it was a test. No. I don't think it was a test. But you was tried. I mean, not a test of your faith, no. sometimes things happen to you because you're in the equation. You don't know that what's on the other side of that equal sign. God determines that. And that's
right.
Unfortunate. But I don't think you're being tested because you were being raped. That's a criminal act, and that's not godly.
Okay.
So that's the devil getting the best at whatever he can, but then God. You know, they killed Jesus, but then God. So just keep holding on, and what's coming is your then God. You know?
That's strong, y'all. The question says, I was raped for a period of 2 years, two whole years, as a child. Should I consider that a test even though I was a young child? See, that's a double-fold answer right there. Because like Mr. DJ just said, the first act, first and foremost, is a criminal act. So don't go through something and say I shouldn't open my mouth because I'm being tested or tried. That's what I don't want people to understand, you know, get the misfortune of saying that, oh, you know, I'm translating. No. That's criminal, meaning report that, meaning handle that.
Yes.
Hopefully daddy and somebody else around. Hopefully it's not daddy or uncle or nobody else doing it. But make sure that's reported. Got to handle that.
Yes.
Okay. Now the after effects. Man. Have you ever seen somebody abused, molested, or anything like that? What's going on, Miss Katina Shiren, Miss Shiren? O'Neill, what's going on, my man? That's my brother right there now. Have y'all ever seen the after effects of people that who have been molested or raped?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Man, that's not a good, you know, people go through. Again, the topic is, have you tried my faithful servant Job? Now, what happens is it causes tests later on because now we live with this stigma of being raped, of being molested.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
All right. All right. You say you're watching a baseball game. I got you, man. But y'all understand? And see,
yes.
The thing about it is that stuff can linger on over into adulthood.
It does.
Right? You agree, Mr.
Yes.
DJ? And you
yes,
talk
sir.
About
yes,
that can mess up someone's relationship with their future spouse.
Amen.
Their future friendships. That can mess up their work-related relationship. As a matter of fact, that can mess up their relationship with God. Because now you can begin to question God and say, God, why did you allow somebody to rape me when I wasn't even old enough to defend myself? Who was there to help me?
Right.
God, as a matter of fact, why didn't you stop it?
Right.
But have you tried my faithful servant Job? What Job couldn't take, see, what Satan couldn't take away from Job with his natural possessions, I need y'all to understand that Job was a wealthy man. Okay? Satan messed with his tangible items. Satan went back to God and said, you got a hedge of protection around him. Let me touch him. So rape would be equivalent to the sores on Job's body.
Mm.
His health was being compromised.
Yeah.
Talk to me, people. Talk to me. Okay? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? Okay? No, a young child should not think that they are being tried because that's something that needs to be reported and dealt with. However, here comes the sore. Huh? Here comes the agony. The after effect, just like alcohol, it's one thing when you drink it. It's another thing when you're trying to recover from it. Oh, boy, see, now it gets real.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, it gets real. You know the hungover effect? It gets real, right?
Yeah.
Have you tried my faithful servant Job? So this innocent child has a question. Although they're older now, they say I was raped for a period of 2 years. Anybody know what it is to be raped one time, yet alone for 2 years? Yeah, I don't know about y'all. That have my blood boiling right now because it's like, who did it? Where they at?
Yep, exactly.
But we got to simmer down and do it God's way because we don't take kinds of stuff like that. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And
because
even the criminals are harder on raping a child.
Huh?
Even the criminals in jail are harder on the criminals that for raping a child more so than an adult.
That's right. So my first mind, the carnal mind would say, whatever you did to that child, I'm going to do to you.
Yep.
No homo. But what you did to that child, we got that thumbstick right there, we'll do it to you.
Exactly.
That's the first mind. That's the carnal mind. But the spiritual mind must kick into effect, okay, and say, God, please handle this way before I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Right? Y'all follow me now?
Yes.
Why did this child go through a rape, a two-year period of rape, where they couldn't defend themselves? And maybe it was a loved one. Maybe it was someone close to the family even. Right? Maybe the parents of the child didn't even believe the child when the child was crying out for help.
Yep.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. It wasn't a test up front. Either God ordered or allowed it. However, here go the see, here's the beautiful thing about it. We talked about this whole week. Come on, y'all. We're talking about, have you tried my faithful servant Job? Maybe somebody else who was raped would have took their life. But you still here to tell your story to strengthen somebody else who's going through the same thing.
Amen.
Catch what I'm saying now. How you doing, Mr. Ken? Mr. Ken Berthelot, y'all. That's a great man there. Mr. Kenny. Okay, Miss Rhonda, how are you? Okay, Miss Larissa and Miss Crystal, Miss Ford, how are you? Miss Lasita. Okay, maybe the reason why you was molested is to minister to others. Maybe the reason why Jesus was crucified, now he can tell and minister to everybody else. Look at his broader base that he can minister to. When he says crucify the flesh on a daily basis, he can speak from experience.
That's right.
Right.
That's something. Although we don't know, like how it happens, doesn't mean that God didn't have purpose in it. So have you tried my faithful servant Job? Somebody else who had been molested and raped would have taken their own life. But you still here to tell your story. And that story produces glory for God, which ultimately produces power.
Amen.
You follow me?
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Follow me? Oh, the testimony will help someone. Because there's nothing like you going through it first to lean back and help somebody who's now currently going through.
That's right.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
Nothing like. Because now you can tell them and guide them how to maneuver. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's move forward, Mr. DJ. I got another question real quickly. Ms. Latanya had a question. It says, if we are called to be obedient to God, why is it that those who are not living for God do not go through the amount of suffering that Christians go through, Mr. DJ?
I say it's out of the love that we share for our Father and our family. The grass looks greener on the other side, but it definitely isn't. With those people, if you're in life and don't go through nothing, I'm scared of those kind of people. Those are people that don't know God, don't have his hand, and some of them don't even care. But I would rather live 50 years like a tiger rather than 100 years like a chicken.
All right, guys. He'll translate that for y'all later. Okay? Again, the question is this. Ms. Latanya posed a question. How you doing, Ms. Tanette? If we are called to be obedient to God, why is it that those who are not living for God do not go through the amount of suffering that Christians go through? That's a powerful question, and it deserves a powerful answer. Simply put, this is how it goes. If you hadn't been through nothing, how do you know what it is to survive?
Come on.
If your relationship has never been through nothing, if your relationship has never been put under the rock, not on the rock, if it has never been put under the rock, if you have never been tried, if you have never suffered, if you don't know what pain is, that means the first time it comes your way, you very well may fall down and stay down.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh? Right? Anybody want to have a friendship?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Job, you know, the type of friendship where we only serve God because God is so good to us and we get everything we want? Or do you want the type of friendship that says no, when God tells you no, you can't have? No, not to do that. You know, the type of friendship where we start to doubt God. We say, God, why? But if you can survive the hard times, the trying times, the suffering times, man, you don't know how much stronger that is, huh? Ooh, that's a strong relationship, wouldn't you say?
Right.
It is.
That's a strong relationship. Let's get to the next question. We ain't going to be too long, y'all. Okay, Miss Tiana had a question. It said, are the troubles I suffer just for me to see God's grace? Mr. DJ, are the troubles that I suffer just for me to see God's grace?
I would say absolutely yes. That's what it's about, for you to see God's grace. Because grace, oh my boy, if you don't have God's grace, then woe be unto you. There's a difference between faith and grace. Grace is things that you get that's granted to you that you don't deserve. Things that you know you ain't even supposed to have or be given to you. It's like a present, and it's from God. Faith is things that you believe and you hope for. It may happen. It may not, but you're hoping for. Grace is guaranteed, given to you from God. So absolutely.
Okay. Again, y'all, the question is, are the troubles I suffer just for me to see God's grace? Absolutely not. I disagree on that.
Okay.
You don't go through troubles. Let me show you the definition of grace. The definition of grace. Okay. His favor, God's free and undeserved love that never quits. Grace is the gift of God that comes as eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
Grace. That's favor. Do I need to go through suffering to receive favor? No, I don't.
No. Nope.
Absolutely not. Huh? I don't need to go through that to receive. So that has much less to do with grace. It has everything to do with faithfulness and commitment and sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
See, our struggles is not for us to see God's love. Lord have mercy. Our struggles is for God to see our love towards him, not his love towards us.
Amen.
Remember, he said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? In other words, I'm faithful to Job, but I want you to try him so I can show you how faithful he is to me. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. Indeed.
That's good enough? Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
And it's for others as well, right, Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So that others can see how our faith with to God.
Mm-hmm.
How we can withstand whatever troubles do come our way. So it's not just for us.
That's right. How you doing, Ms. Tamika, Ms. Shannon? All right, y'all, we have a question, Mr. DJ, from Ms. Sharon. Okay? Now, y'all, again, the topic is, have you tried my faithful servant, Job? Okay? Y'all stay put. Y'all going to want to hear all of this now. The question says, God says that he will never leave me, but please help me to understand, how can I find God in my dark times? In the dark times of my life.
Mm.
Okay.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
God never leaves you. You might think he's left you, but he hasn't. In those dark times is when you really ask for strength, and he's actually helping you to get through that and carry you through that so that you will see the light. And have a better reward. We may think that, but he hasn't never left us or forsaken us.
That's right.
You got to stay prayed up and know from whence cometh your help. Sometimes you may have to walk in the dark, but hey, you know.
But see, that's a beautiful thing about it. That's the beautiful thing about it. The question again says, God says that he will never leave me, but please help me to understand, how can I find God in my dark times, in the dark times of my life? Here's the beautiful thing about faith. Faith requires that you cannot physically see anyway.
Yes. That's right.
You know that?
Yes.
So remember when he said, be the salt and be the light? I see, here's the thing. I don't necessarily have to find God in my dark times. I need to be like God in my dark times. Remember, the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, and there was complete darkness. He said, let there be light. He wasn't talking about the sun and the moon, because that didn't come until days later. He said, let there be light. He spoke us into existence. Have you tried my faithful servant, Job? Even in the dark times of your life, I don't mind going into the abyss. simply because I know that it has never seen light, and I'm the one he selected. So thank you, God, for choosing me to go through these areas, because, see, I need to go through so my children, when they go through, I can minister to them. See, man, this is bigger than you, Nino.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is bigger than you. Catch what I'm saying. You don't have to jump and shout. A lot of people are missing this message. This is bigger than you. Your pain, Job. Your suffering, Job. What you have lost, Job, is bigger than you. Because God give it and God can take it. This is bigger than you. Maybe God put you up on a pedestal to break you down so that you can actually be able to minister to the more people than your own family. This is bigger than you, man.
Amen.
It's amazing, man. You know, when we talk about being faithful is bigger than you. Somebody else needs to see your relationship with God and be hashtagging it relationship with goals. If you have yet for people to see your relationship with God and they're not saying hashtag relationship goals, something ain't right. Because that means you very well may not be as faithful as you thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to speak on it.
Come on.
You very well may not be as faithful as you thought you were. Because, see, when people hashtag something, relationship goals, that means I'm envious. Not so much jealous, per se, but I like what you got going on, and I aspire to. In other words, you have just inspired me. You're talking about anointing. Anointing is an inspiration that cannot be withdrawn. You have just inspired me to be just like you. In other words, I know your relationship is good, like your grandmama and them would say, because of what you went through. See, you see grandmama and them together for 50, 60 years, but ask grandmama what she done been through.
Amen.
Talk about that one.
Amen.
Talk about that type of relationship. That's the type I like to talk about. When you done been through something, have you tried my faithful servant Job? God said, look, David is a man after my own heart. Do you not understand David, external David, killed a man who was married to the woman he's now married to? Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm.
He put him on the front line so he could automatically be gone. But God said, he's a man after my own heart. That means I have a relationship with him. That means even beyond your flaws, even beyond the things that you're going through right now, God loves you enough to call you his own. As a matter of fact, he loves you enough to create in you a clean spirit. In other words, you have the authority and the right to be going through life's trials and still walk upright in authority and tell the devil hell no. Did you know that?
Yes.
Right.
You have that type of authority and didn't even know it, did you? Ain't that something, y'all?
Yeah.
You know the power that you have now. Have you tried my faithful servant, Job? How you doing, Miss Faith? Hey, Miss Kay, how are you? Who is that, Miss Montgomery? All right. Miss D? That's D? Okay. Miss Jamara, Miss Tillman, Miss Carolyn, Miss Eureka. All right. Here's another question we have. Is our suffering required for God's purpose to be revealed in our life? That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Is our suffering required for God's purpose to be revealed in our life?
I have a question about that word required. That's what's bothering me about that question. Required as in must have to happen, or required as in part of God's plan?
Well, either way it go, I'm going to answer it this way, and then you can answer. Absolutely not. You don't have to suffer to be revealed. In other words, you know, you don't have to put somebody through something to say, hey, here's your purpose. But God can do what he want to do. That's the beautiful thing about God.
True.
So to answer that question, let me put it simple. Suffering is not required to know your purpose. You can speak to God in communication to get your purpose. Now, if God just so happens to want you to go through it, it's for a purpose. See, you know, a lot of times there's a purpose before you get to your purpose. Did you know that? A lot of times there's a purpose before you even get to your purpose.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to develop something called patience before you actually get to the product of what God wants you to know.
Amen.
Did you know that? Sometimes we need to develop something called forgiveness before we actually get to what God wants us to get to. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? That's a beautiful thing. You know, but that does not mean that it requires suffering. Sometimes God will flat out tell you your purpose.
Yep.
That's a beautiful thing about God. So don't ever think that you got to suffer all the time to get your purpose, because then you just be saying, God, hurt me. I'm not telling God that. Now, Job went through. Now, you don't have to treat me like Job every day for me to understand your purpose. I don't need that now. Then you're just a glutton for pain. Right?
Mm.
All right. Let's get to the next email question. The question says, I really need your help. What does one do when they have gotten married? Listen to this question, Mr. DJ. What does
okay.
one do when they have gotten married, but they didn't get permission from God, but wanting to uphold their vows, their marriage vows? Meaning she said yes and married him, but she didn't seek God beforehand. She has kids on one side and a husband on the other side. The issue is, the issue of divorce is now on the table. What should they do, Mr. DJ?
They need to repent. They need to fall and repent and beg for his forgiveness. If it's not ordained by him, I don't care what you're going to do. It's not going to work. I mean, there's no way around suffering or the consequences thereof, but you need to beg for his forgiveness and seek God's faith. You need to both make sure that that's ordained, even if you got kids. I mean, there's certain people that have kids out of unfortunate circumstances, but if you, on purpose, so to speak, did not seek God, then yes, you're in trouble. I mean, you need to definitely repent and ask God to come in and forgive you of the circumstance.
But see, here's the thing. A lot of us, that means 90% of marriages in the world are going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And most of them are. Yeah, true.
And not just marriage, relationships in general, because we get into relationships which lead to. I need y'all to finish the sentence. Y'all got to catch up tonight. Y'all sleeping? You get in a relationship with these two. You get in a relationship that leads to marriage, godly. Hey, tonight, y'all. Y'all good?
Yes,
yeah, and Mr. Carr, it's bad because most of us will trust a doggone computer more than we will trust God.
That's right. So here's the thing. Okay, even with this situation, what do you do when you got married but didn't get God's permission and you still got to honor your vows? Well, I tell you what. God didn't give you permission. You actually stepped before God and you said, God, I do. You did this in the name of Jesus. See, that's why I tell people, people be lying going in or either lying coming out.
Yep.
But have you tried my faith? No. Now that you have found God in the midst of, it's okay. So let God use you. Okay? So you very well may need to be at that place right there. If not, if the two of you are not connecting in God, now that you have found God, it's best that we move on. Because if it's gonna, because you do know that y'all have one account in God, right?
Exactly.
Okay. What you said, Miss Arlene? Miss Arlene just said, "What if you were 19 and 20 and not spiritual?" Regardless of, it doesn't matter, because remember the Bible says, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." Even if you wasn't spiritual, it's just like even if you were driving a car and didn't know the speed limit because you was blind, it don't matter. The sign still says 75. You going 83. That's on you because you couldn't see. The police still got to do his job, right?
That's right.
Right? So the thing about it is you didn't get God's permission. Now you're in a situation where you said you got married because of God. Okay. Now you got to handle this thing the godly way. Because if the spirits are not connecting and it doesn't produce product in God, if it doesn't produce glory, you've got to exit stage left. Point blank, period. If the relationship, have you tried my faithful servant Job? If the relationship does not produce glory, y'all know that glory is a reflection of God. In other words, if God does not get the glory out of your relationship, why are you still there? You're not helping them and they're not helping you. What's going on?
Right.
See, it's funny how we can disengage from certain things, but certain things we want to give benefit of the doubt. That means a lot of people say, well, I know I'm supposed to know, because if you didn't like him or her, you would be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we still are giving moral credence to the things that we are emotional about, as opposed to the things that God say are purposeful in our life. See, when you're faithful to God, that means anything that does not produce faith with you, it has to go. And if you can't ship it up and shape it up, listen, if you can't influence it, listen, you can't separate from it. Simply put, the Bible says, do not be deceived. Good manners can be corrupted by bad company. Don't be deceived.
Yep.
Ain't that something? What's going on, Cam? How are you, Barry? How are you? Miss Cunningham and Miss Reba, how are you doing, Miss Kathy? So y'all got it?
Mr. Carr, can I ask you a question about what you just said?
Of course.
Is there a age limit on sin?
Not at all. Sin has no age
limit. Sin don't care. Exactly.
Because if sin has an age limit,
15 or 12.
Yeah, the people who are older who are in a nursing home talking about, girl, come here. And that man can't even raise his leg up, but he can talk about, come here. Now, you need to stop that, player.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Sin. Wrong is wrong. You follow me?
That's right.
All right. Let's get to this, y'all. The next question right quick. Mr. DJ, how you doing, Ms. Taylor? Okay. The next question says, why does it seem like the more faithful you are to God, the more struggles in life you have? Job was upright. He was blameless. Job didn't have no issues with God. Job was a walking man walking in honor. Why did God select Job to be tried? Why does it seem like the more faithful you are to God, Job, the more struggles you have? Why, Mr. DJ?
It's simple, because with those struggles comes along the word maturity and responsibility. If you little, if you're a little kid, I'm not going to give my daughter the same consequences and responsibilities than I would her older sibling or an adult, because she can't handle that. She's a child. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You can be spiritually immature. Okay? When you're a baby, you're only responsible for a few things. So when you're young in Christ, you're going to be responsible for a few things. But you're going to grow, and we're supposed to grow and grow in Christ. So when you get that spirituality maturity in you, then you should be better equipped to deal with different things. And God, as our Father, knows this. That's why it seems that way.
All right. Simply put, translated. Faith equals trust. Trust equals faith. In other words, when God can trust you more, he can give you more. Now, giving you more does not mean that he just gives you the things that you want. He also going to give you some things that he needs you to get through somebody else. See, God will meet people right where they are, and he will use his faithful people that he can trust. He can trust Job with the struggles. So, Job, watch this. I need you to go through like my son Jesus went through. You think Job was the only one who had struggles in life? What about the life of Jesus? They wanted to kill Jesus before he even was born. They was looking for the first one. You understand? Joseph had to get up and say, Mary, let's move. See, when you're faithful, that means I can trust you. And when I can trust you, I got to give you or saddle you with a responsibility that says much and much and much. That's why the Bible says from faith to faith and glory to glory. In other words, faith should never stay the same. If you love God today, same way you loved God yesterday, something ain't right. Your love for God has to increase by the day.
That's right.
Come on, I'm about to speak on it. Since we're talking about relationships, have you tried my faithful servant Job? This is the reason why a lot of people's relationships don't grow. Because you started off loving her or loving him, and now you done got so comfortable in enjoying her down. You don't even talk no more. Y'all don't even flirt no more. See, that's the problem. When it's from faith to faith and glory to glory, it increases. So when you met them, that should have been at your lowest. And I ain't talking about you was down and out. I'm talking about you was on and popping. But that on and popping back in 2005 should not match today's on and popping in 2018. Your love for your spouse should be much greater. Now what?
Amen.
Exactly. Now what? Hmm? So the question is, why does it seem like the more faithful you are to God, the more struggles you have? Because God can trust you more. In other words, when you're a child and you're a baby, where my keys at? I don't even have a key right now. But when you're a baby, you only have one little key on your keychain and you're tied around your neck. But the more responsibilities you have, janitor, the more you got to clean up, janitor, the more keys you're going to have on that ring, janitor. My God. Huh? Oh, did y'all miss that analogy? In other words, when I can trust you more, the more keys I'm going to give you.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't worry about your pay. It very well may be less than others, but that's okay. That's a little natural pay. I got some eternal stuff that they'll never see. Huh.
That's right.
You follow me?
Yes,
yes
indeed.
Sir.
This is important, right?
It is.
Okay. How you doing, Miss? Who is that? Miss Rivers and Miss Linton, Miss Caston, Miss Young. How are you? All right. So here's the next question. I thought this was pretty good. This question right here, y'all. Again, the topic is: have you tried my faithful servant Job? And y'all know a little something about Job, right? Job was this wealthy man, had everything, and Satan was walking to and fro. Well, the sons of God was gathered, the angels. And God said, Satan, where you done been? Satan said, I've been walking to and fro seeking whom I may devour. God said, have you considered my faithful servant Job? Satan said, yeah, but you got to hedge your protection around him.
Right.
In other words, you won't let me at him. I've been wanting him. In other words, before Satan even messed with you in your life, he has to get permission.
That's right.
Oh, he got to get permission. That alone should be like, I'm in good hands regardless of what I'm going through in life. I lost my job, but I'm good. I lost a loved one, but I'm good. I lost my health, but I'm good. Because, see, when you're faithful to God, it's beyond all that little natural stuff. I'm talking about we got soul ties. You're so busy looking for your soul mate. Make sure you find the right soul mate. Not the one who's parallel, but the one who's vertical. I'm talking about when you find that soul mate, now you'll know what faithfulness is all about. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's not about what you externally see. It's about what you internally know. See, it's a whole another level to this thing right here. This is a whole another level. You understand?
Amen. And Mr. Carr, there's a reason why he chose and spoke up with Job rather than one of his own disciples or the apostles.
Come on.
You know, a lot of people didn't get that neither. You know, these people supposed to be walking with Jesus. Why he didn't choose one of them?
Come on.
Because he didn't want you to see, you know, these people that are around me every day. This Job didn't follow Christ like that.
No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't walk with him, but he walked with him. He didn't naturally walk with him. He walked with him.
That's right.
Huh? All right. So check this question out. The question says, I was in a relationship for 10 years, and in the latter part of the relationship, the man I was faithful to for 10 whole years married a woman that he only knew for only 6 months. How long is too long to be waiting on God to move in my life? What if I never get married and that's my desire? That's a powerful question. Here's the reason why it's so powerful. How many people, you done been faithful to somebody for 10 whole years, 5 whole years, you done been faithful to them for a long time. And then somebody just come along and they marry that person within a matter of weeks, months, years. And you'd have been faithful to them for a whole decade. How long is too long to be waiting on God to move in your life? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, for one, there's nothing required that I know of that says that you got to get married. But two, maybe you put too much into this man and put him on a pedestal in which you made God jealous. We do have a jealous God. If you into that man for that length of time, he gonna show you his flaws. He gonna quickly show you those flaws. So if you put all that time into him and replace quote unquote him, in spite of God, then yes, he's gonna show you that. Just because things are quick don't mean it's right, and just because it's long don't mean it's right. So if you both weren't in the same place, I wouldn't look at it as a loss. I would think it to be a blessing, because if this guy could just go along with somebody he just met 6 months, then, you know, that should be something that's showing you that maybe this guy wasn't the right one for you.
All right. So if you've been married for, I mean, if you've been in a relationship for 10 years or 5 years or however long it's been, and somebody else come along, listen, that means they didn't survive the storm, the struggle. See, you see what is going on here? Mm-hmm. Because their faithfulness to you wasn't soul ties, because God is perfect, and what he put together, let no man put asunder. In other words, if God meant for y'all to be together and they chose something else, that's on them, not you.
Keep right.
Going. Now, yeah. It doesn't feel good. It may not even be something you want to hear at this moment. But the fact of the matter is, you can't go for something that's not meant. See, a lot of times people be begging and grabbing people's ankles. They'll bow down to a man, God forbid, and I say it and I'll say
right.
it again. They will bow down to a woman, I say it and I'll say it again. They will literally bow down and say, please don't leave me, but you don't care if God goes.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
We're more faithful to people than we are to God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it again. We are more faithful to ourselves more than we're faithful to God. When you're faithful to something, you will fight tooth and nail for it. You will protect it. You will forever love it. You will never despise it. You will never misuse it. When you're faithful to something, you always put it first. So this is why I say we're more faithful to ourselves than we are to God.
Is
that too touchy for people to be talking about? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? When he said Job was more faithful to God than he can ever be to his money, his finances, his health, and yet even his wife. God came first. That is the epitome of faith.
Tell the truth.
That means if God never left you, why are you over there slumbering and why are you over there crying and tearing on? I thought you was faithful to God. So since you still got God, why are you over there in the uproar? Is my question.
<That's>
What's going on, Uncle Ronnie? Miss Boyd, how are you? Miss Diana? So y'all see what I'm saying? When we faithful to God, shouldn't it show? Because if I have God, and he said he would never leave me, right, Job? Why should
right.
I ever be dismayed? Why should I ever be upset? I'm talking about upset to the point to where I lose my faith. Why? If I got God, I don't care what natural things you take from me. That don't mean nothing. Come on now. See, God would actually allow you to be tested and tried simply to show you where your heart is. In other words, let me take your job from you and let you see how faithful you are to me. In other words, if you don't love me the same because your job is not there, that means you never love me. You love what I can give you. Oh, boy,
yeah.
People don't want to hear it. Cool. I talked to myself tonight.
Yeah,
I wish I had a mirror. I would say, mirror, mirror. Ain't that something? Y'all follow me? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? This is a real life story, y'all. Let me close it out right quick, Mr. DJ, because this is good. So what about when people are going through in their life? Come on, y'all need to hear this now. Huh? Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on, follow me now. What about when people are going through in their life? How can you minister to them? How can you help them? How you doing, Ms. Angela? How can you help them? When they're going through, how can you be a friend to them? I'm talking about you so faithful to God, how can you help them out? And they're going through a trying time like Job's friends. Job had a group of friends who saw Job going through from a distance, and they ain't even recognize Job. His
right.
friends tore their clothes like Hulk Hogan. They tore their clothes. Come on, y'all, boys. Yeah, let's go to it. I'm going to give them scripture right quick, Miss Tiana. Miss Tiana, I got to give them the scripture because I don't want them to be. And Job, come on, y'all. Job chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. Job's friends tore their clothes, and they got closer to Job. They didn't offer any words of consolation.
Correct.
They didn't say, Job, I love you. No. They didn't offer any condolences. Job's kids was gone, people. Woo! Woo!
Right.
Hold on. God, you say, have you tried me? Why are you messing with my kids?
Mm. Come on.
Come on, y'all. Y'all, we
yes,
talking,
indeed.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
God, mess with me. Don't mess with them. Boy, you want to get somebody rattled? Mess with their loved ones.
Oh, yes.
Even people who do drugs say, if I can't get to you, I'm going to get to them. Why you think he couldn't mess with Jesus? He had to go through us. Catch this now.
What?
Yeah.
See, the testing and the trying was not. See, boy, this is, boy, when you faithful. Because you know people will be faithful up until you messing with my mom or my daddy. Hold on.
Right, right.
Woo! It says, place your treasures in heaven. What thieves cannot steal, nor moth can decay. Why do you think he said that is? Where a man's treasure is, so will his heart be.
Yes,
yes. Lord.
Mm.
Oh, since your heart is intangible items, you're going to start to speak on it. Why do you think so many people do complaining? Because they was never faithful to God, because they complained about what they lost. You could never lose God. You only complaining about what you lost. And since you're complaining about something that you lost, that means your faithfulness to God wasn't on the uprise like you thought it was. Because any man out there, can I talk on it? Any man, you got a woman and y'all in a relationship, why is she crying about something in her past and she got you? Player, what
right.
that mean? Come on, I'm about to speak. What that mean, player?
Tell me.
Come on. Come on, player. She got you right now. And she crying about something in her past? My brother, I don't
you
know
ain't doing something.
That very well means that she's not faithful to you like you think she's
right.
faithful. Because if she got happiness, which you are happiness, why she crying?
Right.
That's right.
Ooh. Well, Job, I'm talking about us. We Job, right? Since we
right.
got God, why do we cry over a measly little job when you got God?
Maybe.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm going to talk
yes,
on it. Yeah,
indeed.
I know, Mr. Carr, you don't know my situation. I had a job where I was making $80,000. I only make $20,000. It don't matter. I thought you had what you wanted.
Mm.
Come
you
on.
Got. I know this is a time where people fall off. You know why? Because they don't want that truth. That's right. See, the truth will run people away or to draw people closer. That's right. That's how I go. And guess what I'm not going to do? Stop speaking this. Good.
Amen.
Now that we done cleared the room, we got space to get this word around some more, huh? Yeah, I go. Oh, I love that type
yeah.
of talk. Because they got a bunch of stuff that itching ears. You know how that go. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Huh? So how, what do you do when someone has lost a loved one and you yourself have never lost a loved one anything parallel to them, you know. Now, you may have lost a great-great-granddaddy, but you never lose a child. How do you comfort them? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? How do you comfort them? See, you have to be very careful with your words, Mr. DJ. Y'all catch what I'm about to say now.
You're right,
with your words. I'm about to get ready to close, huh? Because you can't say, I know what you're going through. How you know what they're going through when you never lost a child?
Amen.
Come on. Okay,
huh?
But
you,
yes, indeed. Come on.
Now, what you can say is that you can say stuff like, I love you, and I'm praying
yep.
for you, and I'm praying for your peace. Huh?
Yep.
You can say that I'm standing with you. Hmm?
Yep.
You can even say, I can't even imagine your agony, but I know that Jesus can identify with your pain. And guess what?
Come on.
He loves you. Oh, yeah, he loves you. Huh? Even though you're going through what you're going through, huh? Even through this, he will produce glory. He loves you. That's what you can say.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Now, people are really hurting in the world. People are really having Job-type experiences. People are being tried all the time, and Satan is a corporate that wants to destroy them. But God says, Satan, have you tried them? That means they have something on the inside of them that they don't even know they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, I'm about to watch this, Mr. DJ. Anybody ever been in a relationship and people wanted your relationship to break up, and what you went through actually brought the two of you closer as opposed to tearing you apart?
Yes.
It made y'all stronger. All right, watch this. How you doing, Ms. Liz? Huh? It made y'all stronger. In other words, when you go through like Job went through, did it not make his relationship stronger with God?
It did.
Right.
See, the problem behind Job, the problem behind being tried, is that many people think that pain or suffering is punishment when it's actually not. You know, when you chastise or you spank your child, they think that is a punishment, but you're actually not punishing them. You're producing in them maturity and growth.
Amen.
Huh? In other words, I don't reward what I did not call you to do that was wrong. God does not reward sin. You see the problem? The product behind being tried is that God is producing glory. That's the product. He produces glory. What glory is a reflection of God. Ain't that stuff?
Right.
Sorry, my faithful servant Job. In other words, a lot of people equated Job's suffering as pain and, you know, something that he did wrong. So many people think that when stuff happened in your life, so many people think that when things don't go right in your life, you did something wrong and that's punishment. Some people call it karma, but that is not the case because the Bible says God reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
That's right.
That's right.
That means they got people that's doing wrong that never get punished.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I want y'all to know something. I would rather be punished than God not say nothing. As a matter of fact, the only reason why you go back and forth with your ex, I mean, not your ex, but the person you're in a relationship with, see, when they stop fussing with you, that means they no longer care.
Yep.
Ain't that something?
That's the truth.
Ain't that something, huh, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
So the product of being tried like Job is that God produces glory in us. That's a product. He's trying to sharpen us and get us to a whole nother level. And all glory is an illumination of Jesus in spite of your circumstances. That's all glory is. It illuminates Jesus. It reflects Jesus in spite of your circumstances. That's what glory is. Write it down. Glory is an illumination of Jesus in spite of what you're going through right now.
Amen.
How you doing, Miss Lydia? Y'all see it? That's all glory is. When people can still see God in spite of what you're going through.
Yes.
It hurts for a moment, right? 2 Corinthians 4:17. Huh? For our light affliction, which is just but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Ain't that something?
That's right.
Have you saw my faithful servant Job? In other words, you can't be merely emotional in your response to God. You have to be spiritual in your discernment. You can't be merely emotional. See, had Job been emotional and went off his feelings, boy, he'd have lost his relationship. Don't you know that?
Oh, yeah.
He had to spiritual in his discernment. In other words, he had to say, God, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why I'm going through hell. I don't know why that man left me and the kids. I don't know why my job don't want me. I don't know why they put me down and they lied on me. I don't know why I'm over here in jail. But God, guess what? My spiritual discernment kicks in. And say, I'm going through this for a reason. So be it.
Amen.
Come on. Y'all wanted to know the truth, right?
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Y'all wanted the truth, correct? So you can't just be emotional because that emotional gets you in trouble.
Every time.
Be spiritual in your discernment. Because emotions can't discern that. Right? And see,
indeed.
When you're spiritual in your discernment, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ, you're able to encourage others and say, let me give you biblical foundation. You understand?
Yes.
For the times that we're living in right now. That's when you can encourage people. For the times and the things that you're going through right now, let me give you some biblical foundation. See, now Job can do this. Jesus prophesied this in Matthew 24 and Job chapter 2. This is what he spoke. He talked about this already, people. Now we can actually give people comfort, right? When everybody else is screaming, the sky is falling down. We can say, no, the sky is opening up simply because Jesus is coming. See, they see it as a downfall, Job. They see your life as hell, Job. But we see it as the opening of the clouds. See, Jesus has to come. He got to come back, right?
Yes, indeed.
See the two different perspectives? Some people look at it as a downfall, what you're going through, and you did something wrong, when you can actually view it different and encourage them.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Huh? Yes.
So y'all got it? Y'all, we talked about this. Huh? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? There is a purpose. Hold on. There's a problem behind being tried. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's a problem. And the problem is people think that it's pain because of something that we did, so it's suffering, you know, punishment. The product behind it is that God gets to produce glory, whatever you're going through in your life. Now watch the power behind what you're going through in your life, Job. Oh, yeah, there's power behind it. Did y'all know that? There was power behind it? Uh-huh.
No.
Has anybody ever seen The Passion of Christ? Have you seen The Passion of Christ?
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Mr. DJ, many people literally said that it was, what they said, gratuitous violence in that movie. But it's funny how they can say that was gratuitous violence, but then you watch Jason and Freddie, and they said it was hard.
Right.
But The Passion of Christ had gratuitous violence, right?
Right.
No, it didn't. It was just reality, right? But if I could ask God a question, y'all, as we talk about this topic, if I could ask God a question, I would ask God, did all of that have to happen like that with Jesus? Was it necessary? Did Jesus have to die like that? Was it necessary? Did he have to be blindfolded? Did he have to be slapped? Did he have to be beaten by the Roman soldiers? Did he have to be crucified? Did he have to be flogged? Was that necessary, people?
Did it have
to happen that way? Huh? And the answer would be a capital Y, a capital E, and a capital S.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Listen to what I'm saying. What you're going through in life, did it have to happen this way? And the answer is yes. Because, watch what I'm about to tell you now. I told you the problem. Y'all caught it. The product and the power. See, if you have yet to be tried, like Job, what kind of power would you have? In other words, see, hold on, watch what I'm about to tell you. Huh? God did not allow Jesus to suffer anything that was not necessary. God does not allow you to go through anything that is not necessary. Everything that you go through in life, every struggle, every pain, every suffering that you go through is necessary. Job?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Passion of Christ, every whip, every stripe that he had on his back, we are healed by what? Okay, cool. Every lash that he received, every punch that he had to endure, every lie that hung over his head was essential for the salvation of the souls of mankind. Did you know that?
Yes.
In other words, what you're going through today is essential for someone else, maybe your kids and maybe even a family member, maybe somebody you don't even like or even know. But it's essential. See, when you allow God to use you, you don't say who gets to benefit from it. Can I say this again?
Please.
He said, pray for those who despitefully. When you allow God to use you, you don't tell God who benefits from that.
That's right. You just
let him have his way. In other words, your suffering not only produces glory, but it produces power.
Yes.
Come on, parents. Come on. See, maybe your relationships have been on the rocks and bad, but what you're going through, you've been faithful to that man and you've been faithful to that woman and they cheated on you and left you. But isn't it good that you go through your Job experience so that you can produce power to tell your kids what not to do?
Amen.
Right. Hello?
Yes.
I'm trying to help somebody. See, it's essential. See, I want y'all to know one thing for sure, Job. Have you tried my faithful servant, Job? God does not waste pain. Let me say it again, Mr. DJ. I don't think they heard me. Put the phone on. You get here. God doesn't waste pain.
That's right.
So, in other words, let me translate it for you. If something is going on in your life, it has to happen in order for God to produce glory. It has to happen, because if it doesn't happen, how would glory ever be established? In other words, how would the reflection of God be established? In other words, how would light be established? In other words, God needs you to go through to establish light.
Yes.
If you should go around, then you're going to tell everybody else to bail out too. So God needs you to stand still, Job, and go through it. Because I trust you, this is why I put so much on your shoulders. If you couldn't handle it, whatever you're going through in life right now, if you couldn't handle it, God wouldn't have put it on your shoulders.
Amen.
Right. Huh? I need y'all to know this. God is not angry at you. I don't care what the devil says. God ain't angry with you. God is not mad at you. Huh? God has not forgotten you. Huh? God actually loves you. You understand that?
That's right.
Huh? He loves you so much that he trusts that you're going to walk right on through this season and still declare that he is good. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Right.
Huh? Come on. Can somebody get this scripture for me? Get this scripture. John 13:15. Tell them what the scripture says. Remember we're talking about, have you tried my faithful servant Job? Check it out. John 13:15. What it say?
It says, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Amen.
John 13:15?
Yes.
Huh? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him? Find that scripture for me.
Yes, that is in... That's Job. Job 13:15. I looked
there
at
John. There you go, Job. I'm sorry. Job.
It's okay.
Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In other words, whatever you're going through in life, it doesn't matter. Though God slays me, remember, he's the boss. Satan can't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you only allowed to hit me as hard as God allow you to hit me, Satan.
Yes.
So guess who in control? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. If you never understood that scripture, it's about time you understand it. In other words, whatever you're going through in your personal life right now, though God slays you, yet shall you trust him. In other words, you keep on trusting God in spite of how circumstance look.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
Check it out. When God can trust you in the midst of your pain, when God can trust you in the midst of your loss, when God can trust you in the midst of your suffering, when God can trust you in the midst of your sorrow, now you have a power, Mr. DJ, that nobody can take away.
Amen.
Anybody, if you ever been through crisis in your relationship, and if it survived all that, y'all got a power. Y'all have a bond that nobody can ever break because y'all suffered through the relationship. Y'all went through in the relationship. Y'all endured the pain. Who can mess with your relationship right now?
Right.
Nobody.
Okay, cool. So when you suffer and when you go through, stop running from being suffering. Stop running from that kind of stuff. Job stayed and Job stayed. Now Job has a power that nobody can take away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus was like, all authority. He didn't say something. He said, all authority. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Has been given to me in heaven. Uh-huh. And in the earth. You understand what he said? Huh?
Yes.
He said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. In Matthew 28. In other words, let me translate it. Huh? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? Jesus, uh-huh. He got power because the Bible says he learned obedience. Through the things he suffered.
Right.
You learn obedience through what you suffer. You learn obedience through what you suffer. You learn obedience through what you suffer. Man. But once the suffering was over, he had something called P-O-W-E-R, power.
Power.
Y'all don't understand, boy. This is good. Huh? I'm trying to tell somebody, for everybody who done lost something, once this season in your life is over, you will have a power that you didn't have before. You know that?
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand that? You're going to have a power. Remember, you cried about that little last relationship, and God, how am I going to do it without him? Look at today. You laughing at that, huh? Look how much power you have because you endured your season, Job.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell somebody. I don't care what people say. They say this little church online ministry. That's fine. They can call it how little they want to. They don't know what little and big is. They don't know the difference.
Come on.
And that's up. And y'all, we celebrating 7 years since we been on the radio. So we. And that's something.
It is.
You can survive the flood, the storm, and the stones that's being thrown at you. You can, if you can survive the downfall, you can survive anything.
Amen.
Huh? Y'all understand it?
Indeed.
Huh? Y'all ever seen how people that went through stuff and their relationships were torn apart with God? And you went through it, and yours is stronger. How you doing, Miss Toya? And now that you've been through it, Job, you have something called power. And when you have power, remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In other words, my power comes from God, but it goes through God. Remember, he suffers, surely I will. So I don't mind going through things in life because I know at the end of me going through this season, it's going to make me stronger. And what makes me stronger can't hurt me. In other words, I got a power because of my fellowship, because of my faithfulness, because of my friendship, because of my bond to God.
Man.
You see what I'm going with this?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So go through your storm, go through your circumstance, go through your situation in life. But on the other side, when that season over, watch how much power you have. You're going to be stronger after you go through. Don't go around. Oh, no. I done heard people say go around. When you go around something, that means you're scared of it. See, when you go around somebody, that means you cater to them. I'm not going around nothing. I'm going through this thing. Because, see, when you go through it, whoo, Lord, have mercy. When you go through it, you let it know, I've conquered you, and I'll do it again. When you go around it, that means you're afraid of it. You ever been somewhere where you know somebody else at, and you go around it, you don't ever want to be in there? I'm going in the room. I'm going to confront the doggone thing that think it has control over me. I'm going to let you know who I am. Ain't that something? Have you tried my faithful servant Job? In other words, I'm not going to say Satan bring it because I'm too busy preparing for what you're about to punch with. But guess what? I got a more powerful punch. Just wait. Because if you know, Lord have mercy. Jesus went through the wilderness, right, for 40 days and 40 nights. And what happened at the end? The angels came and ministered to him. Whew.
That's right.
How much more powerful he was then, at the end, than he was going in.
All right.
All right. Go through your wilderness moment, Job. Go through your circumstance in life. But do understand when this season is over, you actually going to be more powerful than you ever thought you would ever be. Mr. DJ, let's go ahead and pray.
Yes, bow your heads, close your eyes, touching our hearts and agree. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you. Thank you for the message, Father. And thank you for the messenger, Father. Thank you for spiritually feeding us and providing this way of communication to grow closer to you, Father. Bless this ministry and bless everybody under the sound of my voice. Keep us safe and bring us back together again, Father, in the same band of Christian love and Christian fellowship. I ask these things in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, y'all have a great night. How you doing, Miss Collins? You being late, Miss Collins? Where you been, Miss Collins? How you doing, Miss Sanders and Miss Gibson and Miss Toya? Oh, I spoke to Miss Toya. Y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all share this message, okay? People need to hear this. I'm not about popularity. I'm about purpose. Make sure you share this. Somebody needs to hear this message. Inbox, and you don't even have to put it on your page if you don't want to, but somebody needs to hear this. Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all on Wednesday for Bible study, 225-364-0211. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, next Monday, here. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.